CliffCentral.com. Rich Mulholland, good morning to you, sir.
Hello, Jimmy. Top of the morning.
Ah, great. I'm still blown away because I see you putting out little bits and pieces of your Iceland trip, and it really looks like you and Jazz had the most amazing time. And then I did see you were on, what site is it that suddenly put a little video of yours up?
Goldcast.
Yes, Goldcast. Very nice.
Yeah, it's pretty rad. It's been quite, it's like 3 million views or something. I'm quite stoked.
That's epic. All right, so tell us what's on your mind today.
Right, so drinking straws, plastic straws.
Yes.
It's become all the rage to hate on these little poor little bastards right now, right? So, I mean, you're basically a cultural pariah. If you walk into a coffee shop in Cape Town and you have a plastic single-use drinking straw, the music will stop, the record will do that scratchy sound. People will look at you like you've just ordered like a pink drink in a Midwestern bar. Like, it's terrible. You cannot have plastic single-use drinking straws. And my kind of knee-jerk reaction to this is so stupid. How quickly people give a shit about something that they didn't think about, you know, 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden now they care. And, I mean, even the numbers don't make sense. I mean, as a percentage of – I saw somebody post the other day on Facebook and it said, if you eat fish and care about drinking straws, you're a hypocrite. And the thinking was because 46% of the plastic is abandoned fishing equipment versus less than 1%, which is drinking straws. Mm-hmm. And so if you support the fishing industry, you're supporting more bad plastic. But yet I support the movement for getting rid of plastic single-use drinking straws. And here's the reason. And I guess it comes out of – I'm writing a presentation book, or I've written one at the moment, called Boredom Slayer. And one of the principles we teach is the kind of order a presentation should be. You should give somebody a reason to care, then give them a reason to believe, then tell them the information, what they need to know, and then tell them what they need to do. And it's very important that you get some sort of behavior change out of an audience at the end. So you've got to have a small ask. And I'm always reminded of Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth. Did you see it?
Yep.
So at the end, this is a guy who puts all of these big, scary statistics about how we're going to hell in a handbasket, whatever. Like, it's terrible. Like, it's just the world is in a really, really bad place. And you'd be watching this thinking, I can do nothing about this. I'm just a little me. And at the end of the whole documentary, all he did is he turned around and he said one thing. He said, go and change your light bulb. And the reason that this is so important is that his belief is that once you've changed the light bulb and you've put in an energy-saving light bulb instead of a normal one, afterwards you want to remain consistent with that behavior. And there was a study done by Friedman and Fraser in 66. And what they did is they went and they got these people. They had these kind of guys go knock on people's doors and say, hey, would you put this little sign outside your door that says drive carefully? And it's a small little couple of inches by a couple of inches. Just on your window or on your front door, would you put this little sign that says drive carefully? And, you know, most people said yes. That was a nice, easy request. And then they went back a few weeks later and they said, hey, listen, would you mind putting a big billboard on your front lawn? It's in a really good place. And the billboard they showed in the picture, which wasn't very nice, it was quite ugly, it would cut out their lawn from the front to the street. And it said, keep California beautiful. But 76% of people that had originally said yes to the small sign said yes to the billboard. And the reason is we're consistency machines. We want to stay consistent to our self-image of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And by doing that small thing at the beginning, that creates a self-image that I am a civic-minded person. And by saying no, the next time the waiter walks up to you and says, hey, would you like a single-use drinking straw? And in fact, that's definitely how they should ask for it. By saying no to that, you've now told yourself that you're the kind of person that gives a shit about plastic and the problem in the oceans. Mm-hmm. And then next time you go to the shops, you'd maybe be less likely to take a plastic bag. And after you've done that, you may be more likely to start recycling and. And the lesson here for me is twofold. On the surface level, you should say no to the straw, right? In fact, I was thinking now, they're kind of teaching you to act the same way as David Coulthard taught his dog with the teddy bear.
Yeah.
And then on a deeper level for me anyway is to be mindful that when you're asking for somebody for something, maybe from a presentation point of view or in life in general, if you want a big behavior, just start asking them for a very, very small behavior first.
Right.
That will create something. Yep.
No, that makes sense. I mean, if people are prepared to give up a little, and then before they know it, they're into it, and they start giving up a little bit more.
Exactly. So it's just, I guess, putting it out there for the naysayers. I do. My first point was cynical, but I try to move from cynical to skeptical. And when I was skeptical, I researched. And when I researched, I figured out that these drinking straws is really not a bad idea.
So that is a way for you to start becoming more environmentally savvy and maybe even saving a couple of ocean creatures at the same time.
Perhaps. I mean, I'm not that interested in ocean creatures. I'm a really bad human being, but I do quite like the idea.
I think that's a very, very useful lesson. And thank you. You've helped open the door to us, and now we'll start doing little things like using plastic drinking straws less.
Well, there you go. My work here is done.
Try and drink one of those Kauai smoothies without one. It's like hell in a handbasket, just as Al Gore's predictions for Earth would end us up.
But afterwards, you'd be really good at blowjobs.
Thank you very much. Something we all need
to improve.
And
there it is.
All right, thank you. What a downturn this useful reality check took. All right, Rich, thanks, man. We'll talk to you next week. CliffCentral.com.